Country right here on Star Mountain. It's a famous, world-famous mountain, and we are just minutes away from the Great Okoe, where they held the Olympic whitewater rafting right here in the heart of the Cherokee Country. Matter of fact, in the next county over, ladies and gentlemen, in the 1800s, they found the what they call the Bat Creek, the stone. And this stone, matter of fact, it had the Hebrew writing of Yahweh's holy name in Paleo Hebrew. It's wonderful to have this rich heritage, and I feel so acclimated to this land that we live in here in the Great Smoky Mountains. It is a privilege and an honor to live here. It is what we think one of the most safest regions in the world. And tonight we're going to deal with the fact. Now, let's take the fact and break it down. If you take away the F, it's act. And, of course, you're going to be judged by your deeds. That's acts. But let's take the word F, and we're going to use that for fast. We're going to take the letter A for approaching, and C for correction, and T for time. Now, F-A-C-T, fast approaching, correction time. Now, fact number one. Now, you know that the Bible said you're going to give an account for even every idle word that you speak. Did you know that the Bible says that the very hairs on your head are numbered? You are more precious, and you're held more responsible for the life that is going to be hereafter as opposed to the life here. You know, the life here is just temporary. This is a dressing up place. This is a place to be also ready. For you know not in what hour that the Son of Man is going to split the heavens. And if you look at the signs, and we're suggesting to our people around the country tonight to face the facts, and that is the fast approaching correction time. Now, you know what a good carpenter on the plumb line, and you know Amos saw this plumb line, and he said, according to the plumb line, whatever is on this side is the correction, and what is over on the other side, it's like darkness and night separated. Now, you know that darkness and light has no fellowship. And so then, the fact is, number one, now, let's deal with the fact here, fast approaching correction time, and did you know that it is the name that is going to be the final separation? All of them that are not called by His name. The name is going to be very important, and I want to build a gestalt, a thought of the fact that it is fast approaching the correction time. Now, you're either in the truth or you're in the right name, or you're out of the truth and the wrong name. Now, the Bible said again, whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh, didn't say Lord. Now, let me show you here. Yahweh is called the divine name and the tetragrammaton in the Hebrew. It is a four-letter word because it has four letters in Hebrew. Now, I've got a headband that has a brother up in Michigan made this special headband for all of our group. It is a beautiful purple embroidered in gold with the sacred letters of Yod He Vav He, the sacred letters, which is called in the Greek the tetragrammaton. Now, this tetragrammaton word, it goes back thousands and thousands of years, and his name, the name of Yahweh, has been called for centuries. This name is the ineffable name, and most of the Hebrew people have been taught, what we would call the Jewish people, which is actually the Hebrew people, they have been taught not to say Yahweh. Now, that's why that the apostles, that's why the Messiah, that's why the apostle Paul was hated and despised and whipped and beat and finally killed, because they were speaking the name of Yahweh in public, which was against the Jewish tradition of the Pharisees. Now, instead of saying Yahweh, they use the word, when they come to the ineffable name, they use Hashem. But is that a fact that they should not use the name? Well, how are you going to call on the name with saying Hashem? That is just a word that means the name. Now, there are substitutes, ladies and gentlemen. So the fast approaching correction time, which is fact number one, you are going to be judged on the proper name, and that name must be in your forehead or in your thought process, and you must repent, and you must be baptized in that name for the remission of sins. Now, you can be baptized in all kinds of false names. There's even a name in the Bible in the New Testament that people believe in, and the Bible says that the whore church that come along and actually had influence to the letters of the apostles, put in a name that the disciples had never heard of. Peter had never heard of the name Jesus. I hate to say this. It might hurt your feelings, because you trust so much in that, because that's what your New Testament says. But ladies and gentlemen, the fact is, the fast approaching correction time, that everybody that is not in this proper name, if this name is not called over you. Now, we're going to give you a scripture indication as we go to the book of Revelations, and we're going to read you something here. And verse 1 of chapter 14, and I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written their foreheads. Now, I want to ask you a question. You think the name of the Father is Jesus? You think it's Jehovah? The fact is, both of those are erroneous. The fact is, the fast approaching correction time for everybody that's not in the proper name are going to be cut off. Like it says in the book of Amos, which the plumb line. Now, good carpenter, and we got a couple of skilled professional carpenters in our group. And these men are perfectionists. And they'll tell you that dropping the plumb bob when they shoot a area to build, they know that this building has to be square, or your building is going to be off, and you'd have to cut. I've seen buildings off so bad that they would have to angle the cuts to correct the incorrection of the building being built not four square but out of square. Now, the Messiah, who said line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, every word, everything that you say has to be on the plumb bob, has to be on the carpenter's plumb bob, and it has to be plumb line. That's what it's all about. Fact number one. His name is Yahweh. It is not Hashem that they would like you to believe. Or it is not Adonia, which is the Hebrew word for Lord, L-O-R-D. Yahweh is called the ineffable name or the unspeakable name. But Yahweh's name is not, fact one, it is not unspeakable. And so the fast approaching correction time is coming for all of those who are in a false name. Now, fact number two, the fast approaching correction time, this great professional mathematic carpenter who hung the world on nothing, who squared it, and you talk about the square and the compass of the Masonic order. Ladies and gentlemen, there is not a Masonic square and compass that can actually square the building to the facts like Yahweh can. So the fast approaching correction time is just around the corner. How would you like to stand before him and be face the inevitable and the ineffable name of Yahweh when people come before him and say, well, Lord, haven't I done many wonderful works in your name? And what was his reply to those who thought? Now, the Bible says emphatically of this fast approaching correction time, there is a way that seemeth right, but the end thereof is death. From such turn away. And so I'm giving you this message as the facts of the fast approaching correction time, F-A-C-T, fast approaching correction time. And it's here, ladies and gentlemen, and Yahweh's name does not. Now listen to this now. Fact number two. Yahweh's name has been edited out of most of the Bible translations. Now let me repeat that for you. And you people that are really earnestly contending for the faith, you people that are praying, you people that are fasting, ladies and gentlemen, I suggest if you're not, that you start. Please do not accept man's correction off the plumb line. Get back to the way that is right as opposed to the way that is wrong. Now, I've seen 144,000 with the Father's name in their foreheads. Now, you think about this. Do you know the Father's name? Fact number two, that Yahweh's name has been edited out of most of the translations. And Yahweh's name doesn't appear even one time in the text of the most popular English Bible translations on the market today. The King James Bible, the New American Standard Bible, the New International Version. They substitute the titles of Lord, L-O-R-D, for the Y-H-V-H, and God, with all the letters capitalized where the name Yahweh actually, properly, belongs in the Hebrew text. Now, is it your fault that they took it out? And you would say, the answer is no. But let me give you a scripture to remind you of the fast approaching correction time. Yahweh does not want you to be deceived. It said, study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Fact number two is the fact of the fast approaching correction time that you're going to bow the knee and you're going to hear him say, depart from me. Now, these are the people that are using Lord and God in place of the ineffable name that should be spoken. And ladies and gentlemen, it is a fact that Yahweh's name is above every name, both in heaven and in earth. Notice that the King James Bible, the New American Standard, and the New International Version substitute the titles Lord and God with all the letters that capitalize where the name Yahweh actually belongs. Now let me show you something. Jewish religious leaders, fact is, introduced this tradition in the mid-second century B.C., and it has continued since that time. This man-made tradition, which achieved near universal acceptance in the 1611 A.D. when the King James Bible editors failed. Now listen to me now. This is where you need to study to show yourself approved, workman that needeth not to be ashamed. And the Bible said you better search for the truth. The King James Bible editors failed. Fact is, they failed. Fast approaching facts. And you're going to be responsible not for their failure. You're going to be responsible for your own failure, because every man, every woman, every child must seek their own soul salvation. And this near universal acceptance in the 1611, when the King James Bibles failed to include the name Yahweh in their inaugural edition, this is wrong and dangerous for two reasons. First, it nullifies Yahweh's explicit command to tell the world that we only have one God, Yahweh. Second, according to the Bible, Yahweh is the only name in which we have salvation, Acts 4:11 and 12. This is a startling fact to most Christians, because they have never even heard a preacher, even in the pulpit, but it is nonetheless true. By studying to show yourself approved, you will find that the manuscript for his name is Yahweh in the Hebrew language to confirm it. Now, why would they leave out the great name? Well, the Bible scholar and author Charles Rainey said that the name Yahweh appears exactly, now listen to this, 6,823 times in the Old Testament. Let me repeat that. Fact is number two. The fast approaching fact is the correction time is coming, when you will be corrected, and if you're in the wrong name. Now, you say, oh, Pastor, that doesn't really matter. Well, now let me show you this. This is in the 15th chapter of the book of Revelations. Fact number two, fast approaching correction time, spells fact, F-A-C-T, fast approaching correction time. Remember that. It's fast approaching. Make your election and call. I would not, and I am telling you the truth. I have, ladies and gentlemen, I have laid in the floor. I've laid in the dirt, in caves in the mountains of East Tennessee. I have fasted. I have prayed. I have earnestly contended for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. I wanted to know the truth, and ladies and gentlemen, when I finally found it, I was amazed. I was confused. I didn't know what had happened to me, that they would actually put in a name to deceive you rather than a name to save you, and I was appalled at the reluctance of the translators. Fact number two, the fast approaching correction time, is that Yahweh will restore his name in his word, regardless of what the translators did to take out the name of Yahweh, which is the strong tower, which the righteous run into it, and they are safe. So then, they are a few preachers that declares the name of Yahweh from the pulpit. Now, since we're commanded to declare the name Yahweh to the entire world, this is a serious problem. Now, let me give you quickly fact number three. Lord and God are titles, not names. Now, let me repeat that. When you say Lord, there's many lords. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 5, 6, and 7. I want you to turn there and read that. Now, let me read to you here in Revelations 15, verse 4. Who shall not fear thee, Yahweh, and glorify your name? For thou only, now the word only means alone or by itself, thou only art holy, for all nations, that's all the 12 tribes, shall come and worship before you, for thy judgment, fast approaching correction time, that's judgment, ladies and gentlemen, when he splits the eastern sky, when he comes on the clouds with power and great glory, when he's coming back and every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess, when he gathers all of the elect, both good and bad, the goats and the sheep, when he gathers them together in Matthew 25, verse 31, when he begins to gather you and your knee bows, what are you going to do when the fast approaching correction time comes? You better be you also ready, for you know not in what hour. And I don't want you to be caught naked. I don't want you to be caught in a false name. Fact is, the fast approaching correction time, and I'm warning you, I'm pleading with you, be ye also ready. I want the name of Yahweh in my forehead. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, I really don't believe it. It is important. Well, let me show you something in the book of Revelations, chapter 16, verse 11. And they blasphemed the name of Yahweh. Now, let me repeat that. Now, how do you blaspheme the name of Yahweh? You take it in vain. That ain't saying God damn. That's not saying a curse word like you've been taught. Taking the name of Yahweh in vain is failing to use it and to put it into your mind and into your forehead or into your hands to support it, to keep it up, and to labor and to make sure that your brothers and sisters know the facts of the fast approaching correction time. Everybody found out of the name on the plumb line, like the good carpenter, will be cut off, and that without mercy. And they blaspheme the name of Yahweh because their pains and their sores, and they repented not of their evil deeds. And the devil who deceived them, for they are the spirits of devils. Ladies and gentlemen, you may be, remember I told you in 13 and 1 that he said, I'll test you, I'll try you to see if you're on my side, and you'll see these false prophets doing miracles and signs and wonders in this false name all over the country, when you've never really heard of the great, magnanimous, magnificent name of the true Father. And ladies and gentlemen, unless you are willing to stand, because this devils, these spirits of devil, they will be working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them to battle. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a battle right now for you to submit to the facts of the fast approaching correction time, and it's necessary for you to come in. And I heard another voice out of heaven saying, come out of her, my people. My people which are called by my name, if they shall pray, if they shall humble themselves. This is in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, and my name is called upon my people, and his name is Yahweh, the fact is it was never Jesus, the fact it was never Jehovah, that fact is that F, that is erroneous rendering of the J, which was not even in the 1611 Bible, ladies and gentlemen, and you better understand that, and you better get the facts. And you better understand. So fact three is Lord and God are titles. When you say, well, I love the Lord, would I be obligated to tell you, as a pastor that knows that Lord is a title and God is a title, would I be obligated to tell you there's many Lords? And would I be obligated to ask you which one? Would that insult your mental integrity? Would that insult you because you say, well, what are you trying to do, be a smart aleck? And that's basically what people say when you say, well, Lord is not his name. They take offense because they believe and they've been taught by the Bible that the Lord said. Which one? When there's many of them, which one of the Lords said, I am Yahweh? That's the one you better bow to. And we're going to give you fact number four. Yahweh commanded us to tell the people who he is by name. Yahweh means I am, and I am is one of his names. In Exodus 3, verses 13 through 15, God told Moses, I am who I am. Thus shall you say to the sons of Israel, I am has sent unto you. And in John 8:24, unless, this is the Messiah doing the talking, unless you believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins. Now, This is Yahweh. This is his name forever, the name by which I am to be remembered from generation to generation. Ladies and gentlemen, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He told Moses his name. Abraham knew his name before Moses. Isaac knew his name before Moses. Jacob knew his name before Moses. And ladies and gentlemen, the fact is, the fast approaching correction time is, you better know it before Moses. You better know it after Moses. And you better know it in the correction day when you stand before him and bow your knee to Yahweh and not the Lord. The fact is that without end, his name means forever. It's obvious that Yahweh never intended for us to substitute Lord and God. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just a fact. And the fast approaching correction time is that when you're on the farthest end of the bob, the bob line, you know that the plumber's bob line, bob line that points directly right on top of the name of your salvation is the name of Yahweh from generation to generation, and it's perfectly clear that, number one, he wants you to know his name, number two, to call on him by name, and number three, to tell people about his name like I'm doing tonight. You know, I'm going to catch a lot of flack for this, because most of the denominational systems say, oh, you don't have to pay any attention, Pastor Buddy. Oh, yeah, well, you know, who knows his correct name? I've heard these false prophets get on being like, like braying jackasses. They bray out this false name, and they swear by it, and they live by it, and they would die and go to hell before they are corrected on the bob line, ladies and gentlemen. You better be on this side of the plumb line. And the fact is that the YHWH is the four letters that Yahweh wants you to know his name. And in the Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 through 11, the Apostle Paul was warning you, was referring to the name of Yahweh when he said, Yahweh bestowed upon him, the one you know, Jesus, the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Yahweh, every knee should bow of those who are in heaven. Oh my! Even the angels in heaven know that the names that have been put in the Bible are incorrect, and the fast approaching correction time is just right around the bend. Yahweh is the name above every name. Yahweh is the name that he bestowed upon the Son. The Father, the Son said in John 5:39, he said, or 5:43, he said, I am, the causative verb to be, Haya Eliyashah Haya, I am come in my Father's name. And the Father's name was in his forehead. The Son knew who the Father was, according to Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 through 27. Everyone that learns of the Father, the Son said, everyone that learns of the Father will come to me. In John 14 and verse 7, Philip said, Lord, show us the Father. And the Messiah, Yahweh Yeshua, in a flesh body, said, have I been so long with you, and you have not known me? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then? So it's an indisputable fact that the Apostle Paul said that the Mighty One bestowed the name of Yahweh on the one you call Jesus, because in Philippians 2:9-11, he was paraphrasing Isaiah 45, verse 21-24, and this is what Yahweh told Isaiah. And there is no other mighty one. It says in the King James, there is no other God beside me. A righteous God and a Savior. There is none except me. Turn to me and be you saved, all of the ends of the earth. For I am God and there is no other. I have sworn by myself. The word has gone forth from my mouth in righteousness. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost in Etowah, Tennessee tonight. And will not turn back, that to me every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. And they will say of me, only in Yahweh are righteousness and strength. And men will come to him, and all who were angry will come and shall be put to shame who fail to take on this marvelous, magnificent, holy name into their forehead or into their memory banks or into their hands to support it. Isaiah 43:11. Listen as I hurry along in fact number 4. The fast approaching correction time. In Isaiah 43:11, Yahweh said that he, I'm going to repeat this, Yahweh said that he is our only Savior. Now, I'm going to prove that to you. And if you got another Savior outside of Yahweh, this one I'm reading you to in Isaiah 43:11, don't know no other, because I want you to turn there and follow with me. I'm fast approaching the thought of my message tonight as we build a pyramid of thought to your mind that you are fast approaching the correction time when you'll be on the plumb line. And if you're not on the righteous name of Yahweh on that side with that name in your forehead, listen again, 43:11. Yahweh said, I am Yahweh, and there is no Savior beside me. Now, it says in your King James, now there has to be a correction factor in it, didn't you? You have to plumb line it. You have to put the plumb bob right on the line, and it says, I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Well, the Messiah said, you call me Lord, in the King James rendering. Well, now, was that Yahweh back there that came as a young baby? Was Yahweh God in the flesh? Of course he was. And the Bible says in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the 10th verse, or the 14th verse, and the Word, which was God, was made flesh. Now, who was that walking in a flesh body? That was the eternal Spirit, God Almighty, Yahweh in a flesh body, and he called the flesh the Son, and it was the Spirit in, and the Son said, don't you believe the Father's in me? Meaning the Spirit. He that has seen me has seen the Father. And John 8:58. Hurry as I go along. And the Messiah said, before Abraham was, I am. To misunderstand what he meant, you have to be ignorant about the fact that Yahweh told Moses that he is I am. And if you don't believe, as it says in John 8:24, if you don't believe that I am he, you will die in your sin. And the Bible repeats these essential facts again and again and again, that Yahweh is our only Savior and our only God, that the one you call Jesus is actually Yahweh, and the third fact, Yahweh is the only name that we're told to declare to the world, and fact number 4, Yahweh is the only name which we have to have salvation. And it's heartbreaking, ladies and gentlemen, that most Christians don't even know the name of their God. They refer to him as Lord. They refer to him as God. Or they refer to him as Jehovah. Ladies and gentlemen, this erroneous, satanic influence that's crept into the Bible, you need to go back to the old path. You need to establish your walk. And Satan is the source of the lies that has been told, and the fact of the fast approaching correction time is you're going to bow the knee. And this is the message that I've told you tonight, that the fact, F-A-C-T, is fast approaching correction time. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't say it no plainer, and I want to deal with fact number 6. We only have salvation in only one name, and that name is Yahweh. Yahweh is the sweetest name I know, and it's the name that saved my soul, and that's the reason why I love him so. Hallelujah. 'Cause Yahweh is the sweetest name I know. There's no salvation. Listen to Joel 2:32. This is Joel 2 on the plumb line, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone who calls on the name of Yahweh will be delivered and saved. And in Acts 2:21, Peter repeated and quoted the fact of Joel 2:32. And in Romans 10:13, Paul delivered Joel's and Peter's message precisely. And in Acts 4:12, Peter went even farther, and he said, there is no salvation in any other name. For there is only one name under heaven that has been given among men, which is where we must be saved. Now, can you get in it clear? Can you fast approach the correction time? Did you know you're on a fast track? Did you know that we're in the last days? Did you know that the Messiah could come in any moment? And if he catches you opposite on the dark side of the plumb line, if you're in darkness about this great revelated name that I'm preaching to, Yahweh is the only Savior. And the Messiah said that he is Yahweh. Joel, Peter, Paul, Isaiah, and all of the prophets said, everyone who calls on the name of Yahweh shall be saved. Peter said, there is no other name which we must be saved. And ladies and gentlemen, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that if you study that his name, as the Messiah discussed it in the Old Testament, that it's Yahweh. All of the first person and the second person and the third person that was invented by the Trinitarian Catholicism, which has deceived the world. There's only one true God. There's only one true Yahweh. There's only one true Lord who is Yahweh. So Lord and God, being titles, are addressed to one name, and by one name shall we have this salvation, and that name is the only name given whereby that you can be saved. And if you don't have that name, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have the ability to be his witnesses. Now, again, I'm heading down to the righteous judge, who is the fast approaching correction time. I'm heading down to the final part of my message here tonight, and I want you to hear me well. I love you very much. If I did not love you, if I wasn't concerned about your salvation, if I wasn't concerned about the correct name, then I would buddy up with the denominational system, and I'd preach a name that's popular. I'd preach a name that was that's got the whole world dancing to. But ladies and gentlemen, when you preach this name, it goes against the grain of the traditional understanding. And full well, the Bible says, they reject the commandments of Yahweh to keep their own tradition. The name of Yahweh is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they are saved. And ladies and gentlemen, can I make it any plainer to you tonight than this? Again, I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. What is this? This is a great church that got involved in the New Testament. Ladies, let me give you the fact of the fast approaching correction time. Did you know that this church, which actually adopted this false name of Iesus, now check it out in the Greek rendering of your Strong's Encyclopedia. Check it out there, and you're going to go to Strong's number, let me give it for you, 2424. And it's pronounced E-A-Zeus. It ain't pronounced Jesus. It never was, and it never was meant to be Jesus, because Jesus was added, the J was added, in the 17th century, and in the 1611, there is no J's, even in the original 1611, which took out the name of Yahweh and put in Lord and God, and they put in Iesus. Now, why would a Greek, loving, powerful, Roman Catholic hierarchy love this name and hate the name of Yahweh? It says, you shall be hated of all nations for my name. Nobody's hated for Jesus in the denominational system. I can go from Catholic, the universal Catholic. I can go to the Mormons. I can go to the Lutheran. I can go to the Baptist. I can go to the Methodist. I can go to the Free Pentecostal Holiness. I can go to the Seventh-day Adventist. And I can be accepted by using the name of Jesus. But when I come against the name Jesus or Jesus or Iesus and render to you the correct name, then I will become your enemy because I tell you the truth. And the Bible said, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, for her sins have reached up into heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, and he was clothed with a vesture. Oh, my. the fast approaching correction time is the mighty one that coming out of the heavens as the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. He's coming back after a people that's kept the faith, that has not denied his name. Boy, I'm telling you, Brother Wally, tonight I feel the Holy Ghost here in Etowah, Tennessee. Amen and amen. I feel that great anointing that's coming down upon me here tonight. And I saw the building here has been blessed, and I feel it, Brother Wally. I feel it here in Etowah, Tennessee. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here tonight to show you the final judgment of the day. And I saw a great white throne. This is in the 20th chapter of the book of Revelation. So I hurry on as I come down to the conclusion of my message tonight. I want you to know this. In the fast approaching correction time, coming up on all the world, and the whole world's going to be eating and drinking and drunk with a name, a false name, that they believe that they got salvation. They've been told it's the correct name, but the devil has pulled the wool over your eyes, and the wool being pulled over the eyes of the sheep by the cunning deceptionist of the great power of Satan. And I saw a great white throne. This is verse 11 of the 20th chapter of the book of Revelation. And I saw him that sat upon the throne. Him, not them, not us, we or them. I saw him that sat upon the throne. Now you go back to Matthew 25, verse 31. If you want to see who sits on that throne, you just read that. He said, the Son of Man. That's the one that made manifest in a flesh body. And he said, I come in my Father's name. 6,823 times the fact of the fast approaching correction time is that name. Above every name will be called upon you at, if you're not on this side of the plumb line of Joel 2:32. You're going to have a dark, foreboding day to come upon you when you're going to be cast out and they're going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth when he's going to set the goats on the left hand and say, depart from me. And they'll say, Oh Lord, haven't we done many wonderful works in your name? And the Bible is going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. So you can be in the name of the Lord and be a worker of iniquity according to the Bible. And I didn't write it, folks. Read it and weep. I've repented a long time ago. I got immersed. I changed my religion. I got out of religion, got into salvation by the great and the magnanimous and by the wonderful power of the great name of Yahweh. Hallelujah. And I saw a great white throne in him that set up whose face, not faces, that sat upon it, and the earth and the heaven fled away. That's meaning that it was on the opposite side of the plumb line. And ladies and gents, you're caught over there eating, drinking with a drunken of this false religion and this false name. You're going to be cut off without mercy, glory to Yahweh. And you're going to be found wanting and measured in the balances of the great judge that's coming. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before Yahweh. And they were... the books were open. What is it? The one I'm reading out of tonight. And they were open and another book was open. That's the Lamb's book. And if your name ain't on it, ladies and gentlemen, from the foundation of the world, you can bet your bottom dollar that you're not going to be on the right side of the plumb line, but you're going to be cut off and that without mercy. For they that despised the law of Yahweh died without mercy. In the book of Revelation, chapter 21, and verse 4. And Yahweh shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Think about that. All your suffering, all of your heartache, because this fast approaching correction time of fact, it's a fact that fast approaching is the correction time of Yahweh. And if you're not on the right side of the plumb line, ladies, you may better get plumb bobbed on the carpenter's plumb line. Amos saw it, and Amos declared it, that the Bible said in the book of Amos that you better get on the right side of the plumb line. Joel saw it, and Joel warned you of the great and the terrible day of the judgment when it's coming to be final. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Go to the book of Isaiah 66, verse 22, 23, and 24. If you don't believe the correct Sabbath day of the new moon, You may be a Seventh-day Adventist, you're off. You may be a Saturday worship, you're off. You're not on the plumb line. You may be a Sunday worshiper, you're off, and you're not on the plumb line, ladies and gentlemen. And behold, the Bible said, write for these things, and these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it's done. Fast approaching correction time. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and will give unto them that is the first of the fountain of the water of life. Ladies and gentlemen, hurriedly now, I'm going to the book of Isaiah, or the book of Revelations, chapter 22, where I'm going to conclude, and this is in the fourth verse, and it says, and they shall see his face, and his name. Now go there with me. Revelations 22, verse 4. And they shall see his, not faces now. If you're looking for faces, you're looking in the wrong places. And the fast approaching correction time is you're going to find out who he is sitting on the throne. And if you don't really know him, and if you don't really know his name, and if you've not been immersed in it, ladies and gentlemen, I'm preaching the importance tonight of being baptized in the name of Yahweh, and we've got the most beautiful, cleanest river running right through these mountains right here in the Smoky Mountains here in Tennessee, the great Hawassee, Ha-Shem, name of Yah, hallelujah, in the Cherokee language. It's the name, and it's one of the cleanest rivers in Tennessee. As a matter of fact, Brother Wally, you told me today that the city of Etowah gets its drinking water from the Hawassee River, and it's the cleanest water in the state, and it's known and recognized in the United States of America. It is the second most cleanest water river, and ladies and gentlemen, it's so clear that you can see to the bottom of it. It's not polluted, it's virgin, and it comes out of the streams and the tributaries right here in this beautiful part of the country, and I advise you to come down here and let Pastor Buddy baptize you in the Hawassee. Oh my, hallelujah. I feel the anointing here, Brother Wally. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. In their forehead. That means the knowledge will be up here in your foreheads, ladies and gentlemen. That's the mark. You must have the mark of the knowledge in your forehead, as it's written in the book of Revelation, chapter 14. Verse 1, and they had the mark of the Father's name. The Father's name. They shall see his face. His name shall be in their foreheads. Now listen to this now. And there shall be no night there. You're going to be on the side of light, and all those in darkness that don't know his name are going to be plumb bobbed off. They're going to be cut off. Everything according to this, in the inkhorn of the one that went around, and he looked for the name of the Father in the forehead of those who had been pressed, those who have been touched. And ladies and gentlemen, this magnificent name is a sure thing. 6,823 times, and notice this. Ladies and gentlemen, behold, verse 7, I come quickly. Fast approaching correction time. Fact. Fast approaching correction time. Fact. You're going to bow to this name. Fact. There is no other name. Fact. It is not the name that you've trusted in. You must repent. You must change your ways. You must come back to the old path. You must see and ask for it. You must pray for it. And I come quickly, and blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophets of this book, 6,823 times alone. You're going to bow to this name whether you want to or not. You're going to have to acknowledge it's in the Hebrew gospel, and you're going to have to acknowledge that the English language changed or edited out the name of Yahweh in favor of Lord and God. And ladies and gentlemen, let me show you something here. In verse 13, 22:13, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do my commandments, that they may have a right. You want to be right? It'd be beaten wrong. And the fast approaching correction time, ladies and gentlemen, he's going to lay the plumb line on your works that you've done, and you're going to be cut off or judged appropriately. And if you haven't done and put this name in your forehead, if you haven't bowed to it, if you haven't repented, been baptized in this name, you're going to be cut off. Everything according to the left side is going to depart from him. Everything is on the right side of the plumb line of the great, magnanimous, magnificent name of Yahweh. Blessed are those that do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life, and that they may enter in through the gates of the city. For without, listen to me well tonight as I close it out here in verse 15 and 16. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. For without are dogs. You want to be classified as a dog and not a sheep? For without, on the opposite side of the plumb line, you haven't got the name. The fast approaching correction time of the fact that I've laid it out for you tonight as plain as I know how. And you're going to bow to that name. I don't care how mighty you are. I don't care how high you've gone. I don't care how you shouted. I don't care how many miracles you worked in a false name. Did you know that this name is above every name? At this name, every knee shall bow. I don't care how many false names. I don't care how many miracles. I don't care how many signs. I don't care how many healings has been done. If it's not been done in this magnificent name, it's done in vain. You know what the Bible said? The Messiah himself. Matthew 24. In vain they worship me. Listen to this again. Yahweh said this in Matthew 24. In vain they worship me. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Yahweh, have sent my angel to testify you of these things in the churches. I am the causative verb to be Hayah Eliasher Hayah. I am the root and the morning star. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bride and the morning star. And the spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst, ladies and gentlemen, he that's hungers and thirsteth after righteousness. You got to fast. You got to pray about this message. It may be different from what you've ever heard, but repent today. Hear the gospel. Prove all of these things. Study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. And the whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. You know what the water is? Repentance and baptism in the name of Yahweh. We got the clearest river in the state of Tennessee right here to put you in. If you'd like to come here, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to give you some great exciting news in the weeks to come. Stay tuned, because Yahweh's doing a mighty work right here in the great state of Tennessee, and we are putting out the gospel around the world, live and direct, 5 nights a week. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll give you a schedule if you'll just write, Pastor Buddy. For I testify to every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, Yahweh shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from these things, he shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book, for which testify, I am he that testify of these things, saying, surely I am the fast approaching, coming with correction. Surely, I come quickly. Amen. And even so, come, Yahweh. And the grace of Yahweh be with you all tonight. You have my message, ladies and gentlemen. And here it is, that you need to repent, and you need to turn to the gospel of Yahweh. You need to hear the gospel, and you need to acknowledge that the time has come that men will not hear the gospel. The time is here when they will change the great and the magnificent name of Yahweh to the word Lord and God. Fact is, the fast approaching correction time is just around the bend when every knee shall bow. Matthew 25:31, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory. Revelations 20:12. Says, I saw that throne that he came to sit upon. And the Bible said, when the Son of Man cometh in his glory, then shall he sit upon the throne. You may not want him on the throne, ladies and gentlemen. He's coming back. He's not going to be riding a donkey. He's going to be coming on the chariots of glory. And all the angels are going to be with him, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate the sheep from the goats, the good from the bad, the right from the wrong. The plumb line is going to be laid right down as Amos declared it to be. And if you're not on the side of Yahweh, if you haven't repented and been baptized in that great name, I don't care how many times you've been shouted, I don't care how many times that you felt the a spirit, ladies and gentlemen. A wildcat can scream in the woods and you can feel your heart race on your head. And these master deceptors that get into these churches and scream and holler and go on with a false name, I don't care how many that they shout. I don't care how much shouting they do. It'll all be in vain, like it was on the mountain when Moses brought the commands and the word of Yahweh. And oh, Aaron, a prophet, led by the deception and the will of the people. You see, he loved to please the people. He didn't love to please Yahweh. And oh, Aaron, although he was the second man in charge, when the prophet left, the old Levite preacher, he had him shouting around the golden calf of another name. But when Moses came with the commandments, "Hear, O Israel," Mark 12:29, "I am Yahweh, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another, and you shall love me with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength." And if you ain't got that, the fast approaching correction time of the fact is that you're going to be cut off, and you're going to perish with all them that forsake him, and all those who fail to put that name in your forehead. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to write me tonight, just write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. If you'd like to call me tonight, leave me a message. I'm remote tonight in a remote site doing this broadcast where I felt the great anointing. Just leave me a message when I get home. I'd love to hear from you and say, "Pastor Buddy, I want that message that you preach on fact, the fast approaching correction time, that when he splits the heavens and the eastern skies, coming back to judge those who are in and to judge those unworthy who are out on the left side of the equation here of the plumb bob of the carpenter's line." You can call me, area code 423-626-2172. Leave me a message. I'd like to hear from you. It does my heart so good to know that you acknowledge the truth. And did you know that the Bible said that you must acknowledge the truth? You've got to bow to it, whether you like it or not. This might be a strange message to you. You don't hear it every day. I am not running with the herd. Ladies and gentlemen, the Messiah never run with a herd. He didn't go down to the temple. He avoided it. He went to the wilderness and he preached in the cities and the highways and the byways and compelled them to come into his great name. He said, "You call me Yahweh and you say, well, for so I am. And if I be Yahweh, your master, why call me Yahweh and do not the things I say to do?" The fast approaching correction time is now on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, would you come tonight? Would you call me at area code 423-626-2172? Leave me a message, and I'd be so delighted when I get home tomorrow coming from this wonderful place here in Etowah, Tennessee, with my brothers and sisters gathered around here tonight in the old studio doing the program remote. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a wonderful, wonderful time for you to get right with Yahweh. It's the fast approaching time, which is fact, F-A-C-T, fast approaching correction time. You got my message, and I love you very much. I'll see you tomorrow night, live on WWRB 3.185. That's the Clear Channel around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South. Remember that we are simulcast, and we are being transmitted tonight live around the world. Wherever you have an internet connection and download, you can receive Pastor Buddy around the world. It's amazing how that we're reaching out to the world, how Yahweh's fulfilled his covenant promise. And ladies and gentlemen, you know that Yahweh's a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and indeed they are saved. So let me remind you, I love you, and if you love me, lift up my hands as the hands of the prophets go up, that we can have strength to carry on this message. And I'll see you tomorrow night. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow night when I'm back in our hometown of New Tazewell, Tennessee. We'll be there tomorrow night at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on WWRV 3.185 around the world. May Yahweh richly bless you is my prayer as we close tonight. May the blessings of Yahweh be. Thank you. Tonight we're transmitting from the great city of Etowah, Tennessee. That's a Cherokee name, ladies and gentlemen. We're in Cherokee country right here on Star Mountain. It's a famous, world-famous mountain. And we are just minutes away from the great Okoye, where they held the Olympic whitewater rafting right here in the heart of the Cherokee country. Matter of fact, in the next county over, ladies and gentlemen, in the 1800s, they found the, what they call the Bat Creek stone. And this stone, matter of fact, it had the Hebrew writing of Yahweh's holy name in Paleo Hebrew. It's wonderful to have this rich heritage, and I feel so acclimated to this land that we live in here in the Great Smoky Mountains. It is a privilege and an honor to live here. It is what we think one of the most safest regions in the world. And tonight we're going to deal with the fact. Now, let's take the fact and break it down. If you take away the F, it's act. And, of course, you're going to be judged by your deeds. That's acts. But let's take the word F, and we're going to use that for fast. We're going to take the letter A for approaching, and C for correction, and T for time. Now, F-A-C-T, fast approaching, correction time. Now, fact number one. Now, you know that the Bible said you're going to give an account for even every idle word that you speak. Did you know that the Bible says that the very hairs on your head are numbered? You are more precious, and you're held more responsible for the life that is going to be hereafter as opposed to the life here. You know, the life here is just temporary. This is a dressing up place. This is a place to be ye also ready, for you know not in what hour that the Son of Man is going to split the heavens. And if you look at the signs, and we're suggesting to our people around the country tonight to face the facts, and that is the fast approaching correction time. Now, you know what a good carpenter on the plumb line, and you know Amos saw this plumb line, and he said, according to the plumb line, whatever is on this side is the correction, and what is over on the other side, it's like darkness and night separated. Now, you know that darkness and light has no fellowship. And so then, the fact is, number one, now, let's deal with the fact here, fast approaching correction time, and did you know that it is the name that is going to be the final separation? All of them that are not called by his name. Now, the name is going to be very important, and I want to build a gestalt, a thought of the fact that it is fast approaching the correction time. Now, you're either in the truth, or you're in the right name, or you're out of the truth and the wrong name. Now, the Bible said again, whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh, did say Lord. Now, let me show you here. Yahweh is called the divine name and the tetragrammaton in the Hebrew. It is a four-letter word because it has four letters in Hebrew. Now, I've got a headband that has a brother up in Michigan made this special headband for all of our group. It is a beautiful purple embroidered in gold with the sacred letters of Yod Hey Vav Hey, the sacred letters, which is called in the Greek the tetragrammaton. Now, this tetragrammaton word, it goes back thousands and thousands of years, and his name, the name of Yahweh, has been called for centuries. This name is the ineffable name, and most of the Hebrew people have been taught, what we would call the Jewish people, which is actually the Hebrew people, they have been taught not to say Yahweh. Now, that's why that the apostles, that's why the Messiah, that's why the apostle Paul was hated and despised and whipped and beat and finally killed, because they were speaking the name of Yahweh in public, which was against the Jewish tradition of the Pharisees. Now, instead of saying Yahweh, they use the word, when they come to the ineffable name, they use Hashem. But is that a fact that they should not use the name? Well, how are you going to call on the name with saying Hashem? That is just a word that means the name. Now, there are substitutes, ladies and gentlemen. So the fast approaching correction time, which is fact number one, you are going to be judged on the proper name, and that name must be in your forehead or in your thought process, and you must repent, and you must be baptized in that name for the remission of sins. Now, you can be baptized in all kinds of false names. There's even a name in the Bible in the New Testament that people believe in, and the Bible says that the whore church that come along and actually had influence to the letters of the apostles, put in a name that the disciples had never heard of. Peter had never heard of the name Jesus. I hate to say this. It might hurt your feelings, because you trust so much in that, because that's what your New Testament says. But ladies and gentlemen, the fact is, the fast approaching correction time, that everybody that is not in this proper name, if this name is not called over you. Now, we're going to give you a scripture indication as we go to the book of Revelations, and we're going to read you something here. And verse 1 of chapter 14, and I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written their foreheads. Now, I want to ask you a question. You think the name of the Father is Jesus? You think it's Jehovah? The fact is, both of those are erroneous. The fact is, the fast approaching correction time for everybody that's not in the proper name are going to be cut off. Like it says in the book of Amos, which the plumb line. Now, good carpenter, and we got a couple of skilled professional carpenters in our group. And these men are perfectionists. And they'll tell you that dropping the plumb bob when they shoot a area to build, they know that this building has to be square, or your building is going to be off and you'd have to cut. I've seen buildings off so bad that they would have to angle the cuts to correct the incorrection of the building being built not four square but out of square. Now, the Messiah, who said line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, every word, everything that you say has to be on the plumb bob, has to be on the carpenter's plumb bob, and it has to be on the plumb line. That's what it's all about. Fact number one, his name is Yahweh. It is not Hashem, that they would like you to believe, or it is not Adonai, which is the Hebrew word for Lord, L-O-R-D. Yahweh is called the ineffable name or the unspeakable name. But Yahweh's name is not, fact one, it is not unspeakable. And so the fast approaching correction time is coming for all of those who are in a false name. Now, fact number two, the fast approaching correction time, this great professional mathematic carpenter who hung the world on nothing, who squared it, and you talk about the square and the compass of the Masonic order. Ladies and gentlemen, there is not a Masonic square and compass that can actually square the building to the facts like Yahweh can. So the fast approaching correction time is just around the corner. How would you like to stand before him and be face the inevitable and the ineffable name of Yahweh when people come before him and say, well, Lord, haven't I done many wonderful works in your name? And what was his reply to those who thought? Now, the Bible says emphatically of this fast approaching correction time, there is a way that seemeth right, but the end thereof is death. From such turn away. And so I'm giving you this message as the facts of the fast approaching correction time, F-A-C-T, fast approaching correction time. And it's here, ladies and gentlemen, and Yahweh's name does not. Now listen to this now. Fact number two. Yahweh's name has been edited out of most of the Bible translations. Now let me repeat that for you. And you people that are really earnestly contending for the faith, you people that are praying, you people that are fasting, ladies and gentlemen, I suggest if you're not, that you start. Please do not accept man's correction off the plumb line. Get back to the way that is right as opposed to the way that is wrong. Now, I've seen 144,000 with the Father's name in their foreheads. Now, you think about this. Do you know the Father's name? Fact number two, that Yahweh's name has been edited out of most of the translations. And Yahweh's name doesn't appear even one time in the text of the most popular English Bible translations on the market today. The King James Bible, the New American Standard Bible, the New International Version. They substitute the titles of Lord, L-O-R-D, for the YHVH, and God, with all the letters capitalized for the name Yahweh, actually, properly, belongs in the Hebrew text. Now, is it your fault that they took it out? And you would say, the answer is no. But let me give you a scripture to remind you of the fast approaching correction time. Yahweh does not want you to be deceived. It said, study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Fact number two is the fact of the fast approaching correction time that you're going to bow the knee and you're going to hear him say, depart from me. Now, these are the people that are using Lord and God in place of the ineffable name that should be spoken. And ladies and gentlemen, it is a fact that Yahweh's name is above every name, both in heaven and in earth. Notice that the King James Bible, the New American Standard, and the New International Version substitute the titles Lord and God with all the letters that capitalize where the name Yahweh actually belongs. Now let me show you something. Jewish religious leaders, fact is, introduced this tradition in the mid-second century B.C., and it has continued since that time. This man-made tradition, which achieved near universal acceptance in the 1611 A.D. when the King James Bible editors failed. Now listen to me now. This is where you need to study to show yourself approved, workman that needeth not to be ashamed. And the Bible said you better search for the truth. the King James Bible editors failed. Fact is, they failed. Fast approaching facts. And you're going to be responsible not for their failure. You're going to be responsible for your own failure, because every man, every woman, every child must seek their own soul salvation. And this near universal acceptance in the 1611, when the King James Bibles failed to include the name Yahweh in their inaugural edition, this is wrong and dangerous for two reasons. First, it nullifies Yahweh's explicit command to tell the world that we only have one God, Yahweh. Second, according to the Bible, Yahweh is the only name in which we have salvation, Acts 4:11 and 12. This is a startling fact to most Christians, because they have never even heard a preacher, even in the pulpit, but it is nonetheless true. By studying to show yourself approved, you will find that the manuscript for his name is Yahweh in the Hebrew language to confirm it. Now, why would they leave out the great name? Well, the Bible scholar and author Charles Rainey said that the name Yahweh appears exactly, now listen to this, 6,823 times in the Old Testament. Let me repeat that. Fact is number two. The fast approaching fact is the correction time is coming, when you will be corrected, and if you're in the wrong name. Now, you say, oh, Pastor, that doesn't really matter. Well, now, let me show you that. This is in the 15th chapter of the book of Revelations. Fact number two, fast approaching correction time, spells fact, F-A-C-T, fast approaching correction time. Remember that. It's fast approaching. Make your election and call it. I would not, and I am telling you the truth. I have, ladies and gentlemen, I have laid in the floor. I've laid in the dirt, in caves in the mountains of East Tennessee. I have fasted. I have prayed. I have earnestly contended for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. I wanted to know the truth, and ladies and gentlemen, when I finally found it, I was amazed. I was confused. I didn't know what had happened to me, that they would actually put in a name to deceive you rather than a name to save you, and I was appalled at the reluctance of the translators. Fact number two, the fast approaching correction time, is that Yahweh will restore his name in his word, regardless of what the translators did to take out the name of Yahweh, which is the strong tower, which the righteous run into it, and they are safe. So then, they are a few preachers that declares the name of Yahweh from the pulpit. Now, since we're commanded to declare the name Yahweh to the entire world, this is a serious problem. Now, let me give you quickly fact number three. Lord and God are titles, not names. Now, let me repeat that. When you say Lord, there's many lords. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 5, 6, and 7. I want you to turn there and read that. Now, let me read to you here in Matthew, or in Revelations 15, verse 4. Who shall not fear thee, Yahweh, and glorify your name? For thou only... Now, the word only means alone or by itself. Thou only art holy. For all nations, that's all the 12 tribes, shall come and worship before you for thy judgments. Fast approaching correction time. That's judgment. Ladies and gentlemen, when he splits the eastern sky, when he comes on the clouds with towering great glory, when he's coming back and every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess, when he gathers all of the elect, both good and bad, the goats and the sheep, when he gathers them together in Matthew 25, verse 31, when he begins to gather you and your knee bows, What are you going to do when the fast approaching correction time comes? You better be you also ready, for you know not in what hour. And I don't want you to be caught naked. I don't want you to be caught in a false name. Fact is, the fast approaching correction time, and I'm warning you, I'm pleading with you, be ye also ready. I want the name of Yahweh in my forehead. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, I really don't believe it. It is important. Well, let me show you something in the book of Revelations, chapter 16, verse 11. And they blasphemed the name of Yahweh. Now, let me repeat that. Now, how do you blaspheme the name of Yahweh? You take it in vain. That ain't saying God damn. That's not saying a curse word like you've been taught. Taking the name of Yahweh in vain is failing to use it and to put it into your mind and into your forehead or into your hands to support it, to keep it up, and to labor and to make sure that your brothers and sisters know the facts of the fast approaching correction time. Everybody found out of the name on the plumb line, like the good carpenter, will be cut off, and that without mercy. And they blasphemed the name of Yahweh because their pains and their sores, and they repented not of their evil deeds. And the devil who deceived them, for they are the spirits of devils. Ladies and gentlemen, you may be, remember I told you in 13 and 1 that he said, I'll test you, I'll try you to see if you're on my side, and you'll see these false prophets doing miracles and signs and wonders in this false name all over the country, when you've never really heard of the great, magnanimous, magnificent name of the true Father. And ladies and gentlemen, unless you are willing to stand, because this devils, these spirits of devil, they will be working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them to battle. I assume it's a battle right now for you to submit to the facts of the fast approaching correction time, and it's necessary for you to come in. And I heard another voice out of heaven saying, come out of her, my people. My people which are called by my name, if they shall pray, if they shall humble themselves. This is in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, and my name is called upon my people, and his name is Yahweh, the fact is it was never Jesus, the fact it was never Jehovah, that fact is that that is erroneous rendering of the J, which was not even in the 1611 Bible, ladies and gentlemen, and you better understand that, and you better get the facts. And you better understand. So fact three is Lord and God are titles. When you say, well, I love the Lord, would I be obligated to tell you as a pastor that knows that Lord is a title and God is a title, would I be obligated to tell you there's many Lords? And would I be obligated to ask you which one? Would that insult your mental integrity? Would that insult you because you say, well, what are you trying to do, be a smart aleck? And that's basically what people say when you say, well, Lord is not his name. They take offense because they believe and they've been taught by the Bible that the Lord said. Which one? When there's many of them, which one of the Lords said, I am Yahweh? That's the one you better bow to. And we're going to give you fact number four. Yahweh commanded us to tell the people who he is by name. Yahweh means I am, and I am is one of his names. In Exodus 3, verses 13 through 15, God told Moses, I am who I am. Thus shall you say to the sons of Israel, I am has sent unto you. And in John 8:24, unless, this is the Messiah doing the talking, unless you believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins. Now, this is Yahweh. This is his name forever. The name by which I am to be remembered from generation to generation. Ladies and gentlemen, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He told Moses his name. Abraham knew his name before Moses. Isaac knew his name before Moses. Jacob knew his name before Moses. And ladies and gentlemen, the fact is, the fast approaching correction time is, you better know it before Moses, you better know it after Moses, and you better know it in the correction day when you stand before him and bow your knee to Yahweh and not the Lord. The fact is that without end, his name means forever. It's obvious that Yahweh never intended for us to substitute Lord and God. But you know, that's just a fact. And the fast approaching correction time is that when you're on the farthest end of the bob line, you know that the plumber's bob line that points directly right on top of the name of your salvation is the name of Yahweh from generation to generation, and it's perfectly clear that number one, he wants you to know his name, number two, to call on him by name, and number three, to tell people about his name like I'm doing tonight. You know, I'm going to catch a lot of flack for this because most of the denominational systems say, oh, you don't have to pay any attention, Pastor Buddy. Oh, yeah, well, you know, who knows his correct name? I've heard these false prophets get on being like, like braying jackasses. They bray out this false name, and they swear by it, and they live by it, and they would die and go to hell before they are corrected on the bob line, ladies and gentlemen. You better be on this side of the plumb line. And the fact is that the YHWH is the four letters that Yahweh wants you to know his name. And in the Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 through 11, the Apostle Paul was warning you, was referring to the name of Yahweh when he said, Yahweh bestowed upon him, the one you know, Jesus, the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Yahweh, every knee should bow of those who are in heaven. Oh my! Even the angels in heaven know that the names that have been put in the Bible are incorrect, and the fast approaching correction time is just right around the bend. Yahweh is the name above every name. Yahweh is the name that that he bestowed upon the Son. The Father, the Son said in John 5:39, he said, or 5:43, he said, I am, the causative verb to be, Hayah, Eliyashah, Hayah, I am come in my Father's name. And the Father's name was in his forehead. The Son knew who the Father was, according to Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 through 27. Everyone that learns of the Father, the Son said, everyone that learns of the Father will come to me. In John 14 and verse 7, Philip said, Lord, show us the Father. And the Messiah, Yahweh Yeshua, in a flesh body, said, have I been so long with you, and you have not known me? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then? So it's an indisputable fact that the Apostle Paul said that the Mighty One bestowed the name of Yahweh on the one you call Jesus, because in Philippians 2:9-11, he was paraphrasing Isaiah 45, verse 21 through 24, and this is what Yahweh told Isaiah. And there is no other mighty one. It says in the King James, there is no other God beside me, a righteous God and a Savior. There is none except me. Turn to me and be you saved, all of the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. I have sworn by myself, the word has gone forth from my mouth in righteousness. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost in Etowah, Tennessee tonight. And will not turn back, that to me every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. And they will say of me, only in Yahweh are righteousness and strength. And men will come to him, and all who were angry will come and shall be put to shame who fail to take on this marvelous, magnificent, holy name into their forehead or into their memory bank or into their hands to support it. Isaiah 43:11. Listen as I hurry along in fact number four. The fast approaching correction time. In Isaiah 43:11, Yahweh said that he, I'm going to repeat this, Yahweh said that he is our only Savior, and I'm going to prove that to you. And if you got another Savior outside of Yahweh, this one I'm reading you to in Isaiah 43 and 11, don't know no other, because I want you to turn there and follow with me. I'm fast approaching the gestalt of my message tonight as we build a pyramid of thought to your mind that you are fast approaching the correction time when you'll be on the plumb line. And if you're not on the righteous name of Yahweh on that side with that name in your forehead, listen again, 43:11, Yahweh said, I am Yahweh. And there is no Savior beside me. Now, it says in your King James, now there has to be a correction factor in it. You have to plumb line it. You have to put the plumb bob right on the line. And it says, I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Well, the Messiah said, you call me Lord in the King James rendering. Well, now, was that Yahweh back there that came as a young baby? Was Yahweh God in the flesh? Of course he was. And the Bible says in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the 10th verse, or the 14th verse, and the Word, which was God, was made flesh. Now, who was that walking in a flesh body? That was the eternal Spirit, God Almighty, Yahweh in a flesh body, and he called the flesh the Son, and it was the Spirit in, and the Son said, don't you believe the Father's in me? Meaning the Spirit. He that has seen me has seen the Father. And John 8:58. Hurry as I go along. And the Messiah said, before Abraham was, I am. To misunderstand what he meant, you have to be ignorant about the fact that Yahweh told Moses that he is I am. And if you don't believe, as it says in John 8:24, if you don't believe that I am he, you will die in your sin. And the Bible repeats these essential facts again and again and again, that Yahweh is our only Savior and our only God, that the one you call Jesus is actually Yahweh, and the third fact, Yahweh is the only name that we're told to declare to the world, and fact number four, Yahweh is the only name which we have to have salvation. And it's heartbreaking, ladies and gentlemen, that most Christians don't even know the name of their God. They refer to him as Lord. They refer to him as God, or they refer to him as Jehovah. Ladies and gentlemen, this erroneous, satanic influence that's crept into the Bible, you need to go back to the old path. You need to establish your walk. And Satan is the source of the lies that has been told, and the fact of the fast approaching correction time is you're going to bow the knee. And this is the message that I've told you tonight, that the fact, F-A-C-T, is fast approaching correction time. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't say it no plainer, and I want to deal with fact number six. We only have salvation in only one name, and that name is Yahweh. Yahweh is the sweetest name I know, and it's the name that saved my soul, and that's the reason why I love him so. Hallelujah. 'Cause Yahweh is the sweetest name I know. There's no salvation. Listen to Joel chapter 2, verse 32. This is Joel chapter 2 on the plumb line, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone who calls on the name of Yahweh will be delivered and saved. And in Acts 2:21, Peter repeated and quoted the fact of Joel 2:32. And in Romans 10:13, Paul delivered Joel's and Peter's message precisely. And in Acts 4:12, Peter went even farther, and he said, there is no salvation in any other name. For there is only one name under heaven that has been given among men, which is where we must be saved. Now, can you get in it clear? Can you fast approach the correction time? Did you know you're on a fast track? Did you know that we're in the last days? Did you know that the Messiah could come in any moment? And if he catches you opposite on the dark side of the plumb line, if you're in darkness about this great revelated name that I'm preaching to, Yahweh is the only Savior. And the Messiah said that he is Yahweh. Joel, Peter, Paul, Isaiah, and all of the prophets said, everyone who calls Yahweh, shall be saved. Peter said, there is no other name which we must be saved. And ladies and gentlemen, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that if you study that his name as the Messiah discussed it in the Old Testament, that it's Yahweh, all of the first person and the second person and the third person that was invented by the Trinitarian Catholicism, which has deceived the world. There's only one true God. There's only one true Yahweh. There's only one true Lord who is Yahweh. So Lord and God, being titles, are addressed to one name, and by one name shall we have this salvation, and that name is the only name given whereby that you can be saved. And if you don't have that name, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have the ability to be his witnesses. Now, again, I'm heading down to righteous judge, who is the fast approaching correction time. I'm heading down to the final part of my message here tonight, and I want you to hear me well. I love you very much. If I did not love you, if I wasn't concerned about your salvation, if I wasn't concerned about the correct name, then I would buddy up with the denominational system, and I'd preach a name that's popular. I'd preach a name that was that's got the whole world dancing to. But ladies and gentlemen, when you preach this name, it goes against the grain of the traditional understanding, and full well the Bible says they reject the commandments of Yahweh to keep their own tradition. The name of Yahweh is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they are saved. And ladies and gentlemen, can I make it any plainer to you tonight than this? Again, I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. What is this? This is a great church that got involved in the New Testament. Ladies, let me give you the fact of the fast approaching correction time. Did you know that this church, which actually adopted this false name of Iesus, now check it out in the Greek rendering of your Strong's Encyclopedia. Check it out there, and you're going to go to Strong's number, let me give it for you, 2424. And it's pronounced E-A-Zeus. It ain't pronounced Jesus. It never was, and it never was meant to be Jesus, because Jesus was added, the J was added, in the 17th century, and in the 1611, there is no J's, even in the original 1611, which took out the name of Yahweh and put in Lord and God, and they put in Iesus. Now, why would a Greek, loving, powerful, Roman Catholic hierarchy love this name and hate the name of Yahweh? It says, you shall be hated of all nations for my name. Nobody's hated for Jesus in the denominational system. I can go from Catholic, the universal Catholic. I can go to the Mormons. I can go to the Lutheran. I can go to the Baptist. I can go to the Methodist. I can go to the Free Pentecostal Holiness. I can go to the Seventh-day Adventist. And I can be accepted by using the name of Jesus. But when I come against the name Jesus or Jesus or Iesus and render to you the correct name, then I will become your enemy because I tell you the truth. And the Bible said, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, for her sins have reached up into heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, and he was clothed with a vesture. Oh, my. The fast approaching correction time is the mighty one that coming out of the heavens as the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. He's coming back after a people that's kept the faith, that has not denied his name. Boy, I'm telling you, Brother Wally, tonight I feel the Holy Ghost here in Etowah, Tennessee. Amen and amen. I feel that great anointing that's coming down upon me here tonight. And I saw the building here has been blessed, and I feel it, Brother Wally. I feel it here in Etowah, Tennessee. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here tonight to show you the final judgment of the day. And I saw a great white throne. This is in the 20th chapter of the book of Revelation. So I hurry on as I come down to the conclusion of my message tonight. I want you to know this. In the fast approaching correction time, coming up on all the world, and the whole world's going to be eating and drinking and drunk with a name, a false name, that they believe that they got salvation. They've been told it's the correct name, but the devil has pulled the wool over your eyes, and the wool being pulled over the eyes of the sheep by the cunning deceptionist of the great power of Satan. And I saw a great white throne. This is verse 11 of the 20th chapter of the book of Revelation. And I saw him that sat upon the throne. Him, not them. Not us, we or them. I saw him that sat upon the throne. Now you go back to Matthew 25, verse 31. If you want to see who sits on that throne, you just read that. He said, the Son of Man. That's the one that made manifest in the flesh body. And he said, I come in my Father's name. 6,823 times, the fact of the fast approaching correction time is that name. Above every name will be called upon you, and if you're not on this side of the plumb line of Joel 2:32, you're going to have a dark, foreboding day to come upon you when you're going to be cast out, and there's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth when he's going to set the goats on the left hand and say, "Depart from me," and they'll say, "Lord, oh Lord, haven't we done many wonderful works in your name?" And the Bible is going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. So you can be in the name of the Lord and be a worker of iniquity according to the Bible. And I didn't write it, folks. Read it and weep. I've repented a long time ago. I got immersed. I changed my religion. I got out of religion, got into salvation by the great and the magnanimous and by the wonderful power of the great name of Yahweh. Hallelujah. And I saw a great white throne in him that set up whose face, not faces, that sat upon it, and the earth and the heaven fled away. That's meaning that it was on the opposite side of the plumb line. And ladies and gents, you're caught over there eating, drinking with a drunken of this false religion and this false name. You're going to be cut off without mercy, glory to Yahweh. And you're going to be found wanting and measured in the balances of the great judge that's coming. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before Yahweh. And they were... the books were open. What is it? The one I'm reading out of tonight. And they were open, and another book was open. That's the Lamb's book. If your name ain't on it, ladies and gentlemen, from the foundation of the world, you can bet your bottom dollar that you're not going to be on the right side of the plumb line, but you're going to be cut off, and that without mercy. For they that despised the law of Yahweh died without mercy. In the book of Revelation, chapter 21, and verse 4. And Yahweh shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Think about that. All your suffering, all of your heartache, because this fast approaching correction time of fact. It's a fact that fast approaching is the correction time of Yahweh. And if you're not on the right side of the plumb line, ladies, you may better get plumb bobbed on the carpenter's plumb line. Amos saw it, and Amos declared it, that the Bible said in the book of Amos that you better get on the right side of the plumb line. Joel saw it, and Joel warned you of the great and the terrible day of the judgment when it's coming to be final. And he that sat upon the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." Go to the book of Isaiah 66, verse 22, 23, and 24. If you don't believe the correct Sabbath day of the new moon, you may be a Seventh-day Adventist, you're off. You may be a Saturday worship, you're off. You're not on the plumb line. You may be a Sunday worshiper, you're off. And you're not on the plumb line, ladies and gentlemen. And behold, the Bible said, "Write for these things, and these words are true and faithful." And he said unto me, "It's done." Fast approaching correction time. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and will give unto them that is the first of the fountain of the water of life. Ladies and gentlemen, hurriedly now, I'm going to the book of Isaiah or the book of Revelations, chapter 22, where I'm going to conclude, and this is in the fourth verse, and it says, "And they shall see his face and his name." Now go there with me. Revelations 22, verse 4. "And they shall see his," not faces now. If you're looking for faces, you're looking in the wrong places. And the fast approaching correction time is you're going to find out who he is sitting on the throne. And if you don't really know him, and if you don't really know his name, and if you've not been immersed in it, ladies and gentlemen, I'm preaching the importance tonight of being baptized in the name of Yahweh. And we've got the most beautiful, cleanest river running right through these mountains right here in the Smoky Mountains here in Tennessee, the great Hawassee, Ha-Shem, name of Yah, hallelujah, in the Cherokee language. It's the name, and it's one of the cleanest rivers in Tennessee. As a matter of fact, Brother Wally, you told me today that the city of Etowah gets its drinking water from the Hawassee River, and it's the cleanest water in the state. And it's known and recognized in the United States of America. It is the second most cleanest water river. And ladies and gentlemen, it's so clear that you can see to the bottom of it. It's not polluted. It's virgin. And it comes out of the streams and the tributaries right here in this beautiful part of the country. And I advise you to come down here and let Pastor Buddy baptize you in the Hawassee. Oh, my, hallelujah. I feel the anointing here, Brother Wally. "And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads." In their forehead, that means the knowledge will be up here in your foreheads, ladies and gentlemen. That's the mark. You must have the mark of the knowledge in your forehead, as it's written in the book of Revelation, chapter 14. Verse 1, "And they had the mark of the Father's name." The Father's name. "They shall see his face. His name shall be in their foreheads." Now listen to this now. "And there shall be no night there." You're going to be on the side of light, and all those in darkness that don't know his name are going to be plumb bobbed off. They're going to be cut off. Everything according to this, in the inkhorn of the one that went around, and he looked for the name of the Father in the forehead of those who had been pressed, those who have been touched. And ladies and gentlemen, this magnificent name is a sure thing. 6,823 times, and notice this. Ladies and gentlemen, behold, verse 7, "I come quickly." Fast approaching correction time. Fact. Fast approaching correction time. Fact. You're going to bow to this name. Fact. There's no other name. Fact. It is not the name that you've trusted in. You must repent. You must change your ways. You must come back to the old path. You must see and ask for it. You must pray for it. "And I come quickly, and blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophets of this book." 6,823 times alone. You're going to bow to this name whether you want to or not. You're going to have to acknowledge it's in the Hebrew gospel, and you're going to have to acknowledge that the English language changed or edited out the name of Yahweh in favor of Lord and God. And ladies and gentlemen, let me show you something here. In verse 13, 22:13, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do my commandments, that they may have a right." You want to be right? It'd be beaten wrong. And the fast approaching correction time, ladies and gentlemen, he's going to lay the plumb line on your works that you've done, and you're going to be cut off or judged appropriately. And if you haven't done and put this name in your forehead, if you haven't bowed to it, if you haven't repented, been baptized in this name, you're going to be cut off. Everything according to the left side is going to depart from him. Everything that's on the right side of the plumb line of the great, magnanimous, magnificent name of Yahweh. "Blessed are those that do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life, and that they may enter in through the gates of the city. For without," listen to me well tonight as I close it out here in verse 15 and 16. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. "For without are dogs." You want to be classified as a dog and not a sheep? "For without," on the opposite side of the plumb line, you haven't got the name, the fast approaching correction time of the fact that I've laid it out for you tonight as plain as I know how. And you're going to bow to that name. I don't care how mighty you are. I don't care how high you've gone. I don't care how you shouted. I don't care how many miracles you worked in a false name. Did you know that this name is above every name? At this name, every knee shall bow. I don't care how many false names. I don't care how many miracles. I don't care how many signs. I don't care how many healings it's been done. If it's not been done in this magnificent name, it's done in vain. You know what the Bible said? The Messiah himself. Matthew 24. In vain they worship me. Listen to this again. Yahweh said this in Matthew 24. In vain they worship me. For without our dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie, I, Yahweh, have sent my angel to testify you of these things in the churches. I am the causative verb to be, Haya Eliasher Haya. I am the root and the morning star. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and the morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst, ladies and gentlemen, he that's hungers and thirsts after righteousness. You got to fast. You got to pray about this message. It may be different from what you've ever heard, but repent today. Hear the gospel. Prove all of these things. Study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. And the whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. You know what the water is? Repentance and baptism in the name of Yahweh. We got the clearest river in the state of Tennessee right here to put you in. If you'd like to come here, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to give you some great exciting news in the weeks to come. Stay tuned, because Yahweh's doing a mighty work right here in the great state of Tennessee, and we are putting out the gospel around the world, live and direct, 5 nights a week. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll give you a schedule if you'll just write, Pastor Buddy. For I testify to every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, Yahweh shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from these things, he shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book, for which testify, I am he that testify of these things, saying, surely, I am the fast approaching, coming with correction. Surely, I come quickly. Amen. And even so, come, Yahweh. And the grace of Yahweh be with you all tonight. You have my message, ladies and gentlemen. And here it is, that you need to repent, and you need to turn to the gospel of Yahweh. You need to hear the gospel, and you need to acknowledge that the time has come that men will not hear the gospel. The time is here when they will change the great and the magnificent name of Yahweh to the word Lord and God. Fact is, the fast approaching correction time is just around the bend when every knee shall bow. Matthew 25:31, when the Son of Man shall come in His glory. Revelations 20:12, says, I saw that throne that he came to sit upon. And the Bible said, when the Son of Man cometh in his glory, then shall he sit upon the throne. You may not want him on the throne, ladies and gentlemen. He's coming back. He's not going to be riding a donkey. He's going to be coming on the chariots of glory. And all the angels are going to be with him, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate the sheep from the goats, the good from the bad, the right from the wrong. The plumb line is going to be laid right down as Amos declared it to be. And if you're not on the side of Yahweh, if you haven't repented and been baptized in that great name, I don't care how many times you've been shouted. I don't care how many times that you felt the spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, a wildcat can scream in the woods and you can feel your heart race on your head. And these master deceptors that get into these churches and scream and holler and go on with a false name, I don't care how many that they shout. I don't care how much shouting they do. It'll all be in vain, like it was on the mountain when Moses brought the commands and the word of Yahweh. And Aaron, a prophet, led by the deception and the will of the people. You see, he loved to please the people. He didn't love to please Yahweh. And Aaron, although he was the second man in charge when the prophet left, the old Levite preacher, he had him shouting around the golden calf of another name. But when Moses came with the commandments, "Hear, O Israel," Mark 12:29, "I am Yahweh, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another, and you shall love me with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength." And if you ain't got that, the fast approaching correction time of the fact is that you're going to be cut off, and you're going to perish with all them that forsake him, and all those who fail to put that name in your forehead. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to write me tonight, just write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. If you'd like to call me tonight, leave me a message. I'm remote tonight in a remote site doing this broadcast where I felt the great anointing. Just leave me a message when I get home. I'd love to hear from you and say, "Pastor Buddy, I want that message that you preach on fact, the fast approaching correction time, that when he splits the heavens and the eastern skies, coming back to judge those who are in and to judge those unworthy who are out on the left side of the equation here of the plumb bob of the carpenter's line." You can call me, area code 423-626-2172. Leave me a message. I'd like to hear from you. It does my heart so good to know that you acknowledge the truth. And did you know that the Bible said that you must acknowledge the truth? You've got to bow to it, whether you like it or not. This might be a strange message to you. You don't hear it every day. I am not running with the herd. Ladies and gentlemen, the Messiah never run with a herd. He didn't go down to the temple. He avoided it. He went to the wilderness, and he preached in the cities and the highways and the byways and compelled them to come into his great name. He said, "You call me Yahweh, and you say, well, for so I am. And if I be Yahweh, your master, why call me Yahweh and do not the things I say to do?" The fast approaching correction time is now on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, would you come tonight? Would you call me at area code 423-626-2172? Leave me a message, and I'd be so delighted when I get home tomorrow coming from this wonderful place here in Etowah, Tennessee, with my brothers and sisters gathered around here tonight in the old studio doing the program remote. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a wonderful, wonderful time for you to get right with Yahweh. It's the fast approaching time, which is fact, F-A-C-T, fast approaching correction time. You got my message, and I love you very much. I'll see you tomorrow night live on WWRB 3.185. That's the Clear Channel around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South. Remember that we are simulcast, and we are being transmitted tonight live around the world. Wherever you have an internet connection and download, you can receive Pastor Buddy around the world. It's amazing how that we're reaching out to the world, how Yahweh's fulfilled his covenant promise. And ladies and gentlemen, you know that Yahweh's a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and indeed they are saved. So let me remind you, I love you, and if you love me, lift up my hands as the hands of the prophets go up, that we can have strength to carry on this message. And I'll see you tomorrow night. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow night when I'm back in our hometown of New Tazewell, Tennessee. We'll be there tomorrow night at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on WWRV 3.185 around the world. May Yahweh richly bless you is my prayer as we close tonight. May the blessings of Yahweh be.